Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're tapping into that spark of possibility, that nudge to take a leap and step outside of your comfort zone and try your luck. Let's get into it. Success is often seen as a matter of talent, hard work, and careful planning, but sometimes it also requires a bit of luck. Taking a chance in your career can feel risky, even frightening, but some of the most inspiring success stories come from people who dare to try their luck and step into the unknown and just explore calculated risk and trusting the process. Even when the outcome is uncertain, many of the world's most successful individuals, entrepreneurs, artists, athletes, and professionals have experienced pivotal moments where they chose to take a leap of faith rather than playing it safe. So this podcast today is about embracing the uncertainty of life and facing setbacks and discovering the unexpected opportunities along the way. You'll gain valuable insights on how to recognize opportunities, overcome fear of failure, and just unpack different ways to be more resilient and navigate those different challenges. And understand that success isn't always about following a straight path. It's about being willing to step into the unknown and trusting your efforts combined with the right opportunities that will lead you where you are meant to be. Sometimes trying your luck is the key to unlocking your greatest potential. We often play it safe, stick to what we know, and stay within our comfort zones. But sometimes life calls for a little bit of risk, a dash of daring, a sprinkle of, well, luck. This episode isn't about reckless abandon or throwing caution to the wind. It's about recognizing the opportunity that comes our way, embracing the unknown, and understanding that sometimes you just have to try your luck. So we're going to get real and raw about the fear of taking risk and explore how to cultivate a mindset that opens, you know, to possibilities. So we'll explore the common reasons we avoid taking risks, discuss the importance of embracing uncertainty in life, and just unpack practical strategies for stepping outside of our comfort zones. So we'll be honest about the potential for setbacks and disappointments, but also celebrate the incredible rewards that comes with taking a chance. So there are several common reasons we avoid taking risk, and I want to go over some of them. The first one is fear of failure, the fear of making mistakes or not achieving the desired outcome, or just the fear of the unknown, not knowing what to expect. That can cause a great level of anxiety about what might happen if we step out of our comfort zones, or perhaps some of us may fear judgment, worrying about what others will think of us, or not having the level of confidence, doubting our abilities and potential, or just comfort zones in general, feeling safe and secure in familiar routines and habits. Or you may have had some past negative experiences, previous setbacks, or some things that disappointed you, those disappointments that make us hesitant to try again. Or you could simply be a perfectionist, holding ourselves to unrealistic standards and avoiding anything that might lead to imperfection. So there are some practical strategies for trying your luck. The first thing is identify opportunities. Pay attention to the chances that come your way. If you're looking at something and you're passionate about it and the opportunity presents itself at the right time and it logically makes sense, go for it. Weigh the risk and rewards. Consider the potential benefits and the drawbacks. But most importantly, consider what's going to happen if you don't take that risk and go for it and step outside of your comfort zone. Think about that missed opportunity. So when you're stepping outside of your comfort zone and you're trying new things, the first thing is that you want to start small. Take small, manageable risks to build confidence. Challenge your fears. Question how valid your fears are and reframe your negative thoughts. And if you need any additional resources, I do have a book, Reframing Your Thoughts by Alicia Eads, available at Barnes & Noble. Get your copy today to assist with just reframing all of those negative thoughts. And also visualize your success. Imagine yourself achieving your goals and overcoming obstacles. And build a support system. Surround yourself with people who encourage and support you and learn from all of your mistakes. Our mistakes are our biggest teachers. View setbacks as opportunities for growth and learning. And just embrace any uncertain time. Accept that not everything can be controlled. Some things are out of your control. So control the controllable and the things that you can't control. Pray about it and hope for the best and let things be what they're going to be. And most importantly, trust your gut, trust your intuition, listen to your inner wisdom and guidance, and acknowledge and appreciate everything that you worked hard for. And understand that there are some incredible rewards for trying your luck. The first thing is you gain new experiences. You're able to discover new passions and new opportunities that excite you. I think that's one of the most incredible experiences of just trying something new, especially when you find that level of passion and you're engaging in that. It's just such a beautiful thing. You also grow. I love growth. So you'll have personal growth. You'll be able to expand your horizons and develop new skills, which will increase your confidence. You'll build that self-belief and resilience you'll need when things aren't going as smooth, when things get tough. Also, most importantly, you'll build stronger relationships. You'll connect with new people and build meaningful connections and have a great level of fulfillment, living a life that is aligned with your passions and goals and just dealing with all of those unexpected blessings, receiving unexpected rewards and opportunities that present itself, and just overall a more exciting life. Breaking out of your routines and just embracing a level of adventures. But sometimes you just have to step out there, put yourself out there and try your luck. Take that chance, step outside of your comfort zone and see what the universe has in store for you. You actually might be surprised what you find when you get out of your comfort zone. So what area of your life are you feeling empowered to just try your luck in? St. Patty's Day, you're feeling lucky. What small step can you take to embrace a new opportunity? Try your luck and see what it leads to. Be spontaneous. Explore new passions and new opportunities. Let's face it, we all have that little voice inside that tell us to stay safe, to stick with what we know. But what if we ignored that voice? And what if we took a leap of faith and just explore what it truly means to step outside of your comfort zone and, you know, just put yourself out there, whether that's in your personal life, relationship-wise, professional-wise, whether you're looking to explore new career adventures and new opportunities. Just understand that today's podcast isn't about sugarcoating the process. Stepping outside of your comfort zone, taking those risks and trying your luck, it could be hard and also it could feel scary at times, but the rewards can be life-changing. So understand that there are so many individuals that have faced their fears and took risks and actually achieved incredible things. So I just want to focus on, I just want to talk about one person in particular. Sarah was working a stable but unfulfilling corporate job, and She always dreamed of, just getting into something different and exploring more of her passions in the arts, but she was too afraid to make that leap. She was doing very well and at the top of her game, and just understand that, things came and she processed the risk and acknowledged that she was just unfulfilled. And she took a chance and built a thriving career doing what she loved and have her own business. So understand that it's not where you're at, it's where you're going. And there are so many other successful stories, just like Sarah. So the first thing is you have to acknowledge what excites you, what brings you joy, what makes you feel alive, and understand that there's so many key elements that you gain when you explore your passions and you put yourself out there and you discover things and opportunities in areas that excite you and bring you joy. It's nothing more fulfilling than that. So just like Sarah, you too can step out of your comfort zone to achieve extraordinary risks. Think about the risk, the calculated risk, and the necessary steps to achieve your goals and, accomplish what you want to accomplish in life. Maybe you're feeling unfulfilled. Maybe you're ready for the next chapter. Maybe you're ready for something new. Maybe you're ready to explore a new passion or whatever that looks like for you. Understand that you have to go for it and you have to put yourself out there and feel that those unexpected blessings, that greater fulfillment, and have that more exciting and fulfilling life, and just get out of those routines and do what it is that makes your heart smile, whatever that looks like, whatever brings you joy and fulfillment. Take small, manageable risks to build that confidence, to step out of your comfort zone and put yourself out there where you want to go, what you want to do. And don't limit yourself. Don't think about, especially if you're in the United States, there's so much going on and you may feel like, whoa, I have to stay put. But there are so many opportunities out there as well. Just look, step outside of your comfort zone, think outside of the box, look for different resources, and whatever it is that you want to do, do some research, explore it more. You will be surprised at the opportunities that are still available for you today. So understand that it's not where you're at. Just like Sarah, it's not where you're at, it's where you're going. And even in uncertain times, there's so many things that you can do to still put yourself out there and step outside of your comfort zone and not always play it safe. The rewards are so incredible. So you owe it to yourself to get outside of your box, step out, put yourself out there, try something new. So today is the day to recognize the moment, to take a chance, to take that first leap of faith, overcome your fear and self-doubt, and trust your instincts, trust in your abilities, and understand that there are so many entrepreneurs who took a leap of faith and they were able to explore their passions and career changes. They found success in new fields and ways to step outside of their comfort zone. And that led to breakthroughs. And I know that it can lead to a breakthrough for you as well. And it's also in life, in your career, in your professional and personal life, how you're handling setbacks and how you're building resilience is so imperative. How you face rejection and how you learn from failure and adjust the course of action without giving up. Never give up on yourself. Never give up on your dream. And just develop that mental and emotional strength by recognizing and seizing the opportunities. You have to leverage success to create new opportunities, leveraging your skills and talents, and also networking. Put yourself out there. Make those connections, build connections, and take advantage of the unexpected chances. And whether you're attending different events or just connecting with someone in a field that you want to get into, be adventurous, be courageous, and watch how you adapt to change and growth, how your career shifts that can lead to personal growth, and just also lean and learn from others' experiences and apply insight to your own career. So find a mentor. If you need a coach, I have personal development coaching services. You can find out more about those services and the resilience course at AliciaEads.com. Be sure to go check it out. But understand that there are so many resources. If you don't feel comfortable and if you don't feel ready to take that leap of faith and put yourself out there and try your luck and explore what excites you and what you're passionate about, work on getting the tools so that you can feel more confident to put yourself out there and just go for it. Go for it. You owe it to yourself to step outside of your comfort zone and connect with individuals, like-minded individuals that are doing things that you desire to do, and understand that success often comes when you're willing to take a chance and trust the process by learning from others who've taken bold steps in their careers. You can gain the courage and confidence to try your luck and create your own personal success story as well. And take the time to reflect and understand what success looks like for you personally. Obviously, you do have to have the talent, the hard work, the dedication, the careful planning, and being strategic, but there's also a bit of luck. So you can't win if you don't try. So you definitely have to put yourself out there and take a chance in your personal life and your career and take that risk. Even if you're frightened, even if it's scary, you will be surprised at your luck and what you can achieve and succeed at when you put yourself out there, even when you're uncertain. Some people think that in order to try something new, they have to be perfect, they have to be flawless. No, it's not about perfectionism. You can try things even when it's not perfect. If you have that hard work, you have that dedication, you have that talent, you have that drive, but no one is seeing you and you're not putting yourself out there, you lose every chance that you don't take. So take the risk and put yourself out there. You deserve to be seen. You deserve to be heard. And you deserve to be recognized for all of the talents and attributes that you bring to the table. And also, you deserve to work towards things that makes you feel excited, things that you're passionate about, things that leave you feeling fulfilled in life versus unfulfilled. So embrace the unknown, embrace the setback, show your level of resilience, and navigate any career challenges and changes that you need to put yourself out there. Because always remember, success is not a straight path. It's not a straight line. There are so many twists and turns and so many curves. Falls, but understand that your efforts must be consistent, combined with the right opportunities that can lead you where you're meant to be. So understand you gotta try your luck. That's the key to unlocking your greatest potential to achieve things that you didn't know you could achieve. You can't win, you can't succeed if you're not putting yourself out there. And if you feel scared and if you feel afraid, that's normal. That's a part of the process as well. But recognize the moments to take a chance and seize that moment. Don't have those level of missed opportunities. And if you're afraid, work on gradually things that you can do daily, weekly to overcome fear and self-doubt so that you can put yourself out there and have the exciting, fulfilling life that you truly deserve. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling extremely excited to try my luck today. What's one area in your life that you're feeling excited and ready to try your luck in? What small step can you take today to embrace a new opportunity? Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, you have the power to create your own luck. Embrace the possibilities and shine brightly. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.